a little past 8:40, and this is Big Strong Jeremy's final Friday show at the helm. Has been running the board for the Musers for over 22 years. He's been at the station now over 25 years. And sometimes on Friday, the Musers like to dip into the classic audio vault, and Jer is the keeper of said audio vault. And Jeremy, since it's your last Friday, I'm going to let you pick something off the shelf.
All right. Well, I went way, way back into the bowels of the audio vault for this one. This one is dated back to August 11th, 2000. Now, that's not too long after I actually started on the morning show, and I'm involved in this, so this is probably the first bit I was actually physically involved in. We used to do a bit called Reader's Theater.
Oh, yeah. I love Reader's
Theater.
Where
Gordo would write a script and just hand it to us right before the segment, and hilarity would ensue. And this one features Michael Irvin, who we've talked about already today, after one of his many arrests around that time. And just keep in mind, this is old audio, so things might have been a little different back then.
Okay.
They were wrong then, they were wrong now.
Welcome to another edition of Dunham & Miller's Reader's Theater. Our playlist today is entitled, The Kids Today Call It a Roach. And it stars George Dunham as Michael Irvin, Craig Miller as Eric Williams, Gordon Keith as Jerry Jones,
what?
Big Strong Jeremy as an FBI agent, and introducing Rich Phillips as Nellie Adam.
Hmm.
Our story opens at the Valley Ranch office of Jerry Jones.
Okay, Marilyn, let's see. Get me Mark Cuban on the phone. If he's going to give Dunham $100,000 to get some baby feeders, surely he'll give me $50,000 to do the bra and panties thing. Oh, and send in the playmaker, too.
Yeah, what's up, Mr. Jones? What's up? Mr. Big J. Mr. Money J. Big man, know something.
All right, sit down. Shut
big
up.
Man, know something.
Hey, just shut up.
What's up?
Now, you don't play here anymore, so you don't have to brown nose me.
Okay.
Now, listen. Your friend, Big E, Eric Williams, is holding out on me. And the Cowboys and the Cowboy fans need his fat ass in camp playing for us this year because I'm scared to death that 8-ball Troy Aikman's going to get decapitated with that line we're running out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to talk to Big E and talk him into coming back here.
No problem, big man. No problem at all. Hey, is that new rug?
Yeah, it's Persian. Looks good with the desk, doesn't it? Just kind of sits on top of my head real nice like that.
I'm saying.
Our scene now shifts to a North Dallas apartment.
Welcome to my apartment, American Playmaker. I am the 21-year-old girl, Nellie Adam, and it is here where I will make love to you if you desire.
Hold on. I don't want to do that just yet.
It is I, Big E, Eric Williams, the holdout Dallas Cowboy. Hey, Playmaker, why have you called me here? I was busy with my holdout.
Would you like sex or a roach, Big E?
Hey, shut up, Lynch. Shut up. Big E, why are you holding out, man? Why are you doing this to the Cowboy fans that we care so much about? No.
88, double eights, Playmaker, it's like this. I'm not holding out because I want to retire. I'm not holding out because I want to be traded or because I want more money. No, I'm holding out because I want to be a dancer.
What?
Outside in a police surveillance truck.
What the hell did he say? I can't understand a thing on this equipment. Dial it in.
He said he wants to quit to become a dancer.
Oh, well, hell, so do I, but there are some things we just can't do.
It sounds very illegal in there. We're going in.
Please don't arrest Big E. Please, I'm begging you, Mr. FBI. You can take Irvin because he doesn't play for me anymore. He's Fox's problem, but please don't arrest him, Big E.
Let's go, boys!
Meanwhile, back inside the apartment.
Playmaker, here is a roach. Please put it in your body so that we may have it later.
Okay, baby.
Your body.
Okay. Hey, I ain't going to put nothing in. I'll put it on. Hey, Big E, how can I talk you out of becoming a dancer, man?
You can't. It is in my heart and in my soul. I was forced into football because of my size when all I've ever wanted was a pair of tights and some slippers.
One, two, three. Hey, that was easy there. Everyone freeze. FBI, you're under arrest.
This is my apartment. You've ruined my door. I'll never get my deposit back.
Hey, can I get a do-over? You know what I'm saying? No.
Oh, no, not again. The cops, the playmaker, and a girl. This can't be happening.
Listen, Big E, I'm going to pretend I never saw you here, but you have to promise me something. You'll get your butt to Wichita Falls and protect Troy this year and leave the dancing to Ben Vereen.
It's a deal.
Hey, what about me, the Hall of Fame playmaker?
And what about me? I'm the bimbo.
Since neither of you are current Cowboy players, I'm going to have to arrest you both. Now, a few questions. Do either of you have a roach?
Oh, happy day!
This has been another edition of Dunham & Miller's Reader's Theater. This was only a dramatization and was not intended in any way to mirror actual events. The story was fictional, very fictional.
Yay! Oh, dear. What a blast from the past that was.
Close the audio vault, Expo.
What accent were you going with there, Jer?
I have no idea. It's called trying for acceptance.
Dude, it worked. The Musers need to bring that beat back.
They really do. That was a good bit.
Theater, and I love how Rich Phillips is always the whore.
Sir?
No, he was casted as the whore many times, so he will forever be known as that. Thank you, Jeremy. That was awesome.